Yeah, it was a depressing night at SoFi Stadium last night. 3 o'clock, girl. So, bad night for Matthew Stafford. Just flat out awful. Threw an interception from his own end zone. Just a little dink. It looked like Carson Wentz's pass from last week. That led to a score. Threw a pick six also from his own end zone. In that game, they scored, I think, John, you said within 26 seconds of each other.
Yeah, those plays were within 26 seconds of each other. Hey, Michael, do you think Matthew Stafford is a championship quarterback? He's 0-3 lifetime in the playoffs, but he played in Detroit, so you got to figure that into the equation.
Yeah.
Do you, based on what you saw last night, do you think Stafford is at the level of a Russell Wilson or a Ben Roethlisberger, one of those guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't have any talent around him. All he basically had was Calvin Johnson in Detroit, but the Rams, he's loaded and surrounded by a bunch of talent on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, he definitely has the skills to take this team to the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah, and I mean, you said based on what you saw last night, not fair to judge him necessarily based on last night. He had an awful day, and it was an awful day for a bunch of it. It's an awful day for Dak Prescott, awful day for Josh Allen. I mean, teams, you know, some days it's just not there. And last night was one of those cases for the Rams.
Yeah, Brady lost last week because he threw an interception. And that's Tom Brady.
There you go. Right.
So it can happen to anybody, Ireland. Jeez, you're tough.
And yeah, but it's happened to him twice now at home.
I wanted to read something. This is from – this is another one of those surveys of executives, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
This is NFL executives, Jeremy Fowler. Here's what he says about the – here's what they said about the NFC West. He said, people still are questioning Kyler Murray.
What?
And the offense, that the air raid offense that Cliff Kingsbury runs. And they put out there that this – that they started out 5-2 last year, then lost 6 of 9. NFL executives are wondering if this will be different. I would argue this is going to be different. Even yesterday with Colt McCoy, they executed that offense really well. They also say Los Angeles, the Rams, rely heavily on a collection of core players with outside linebacker Von Miller as the latest example. Their worry is that the Rams are too top-heavy and they don't have the depth to make a deep run. That's, again, Jeremy Fowler talking to NFL executives. I disagree. I think they are top-heavy, but I think the top is so heavy that it will propel the Rams deep into the playoffs and maybe the Super Bowl. And
They
got to stay healthy, yeah. They also say the most common Super Bowl picks among the executives we spoke with around the league were the Rams or Buccaneers defeating the Bills. Yeah. One NFC scout said, if we're talking most talent, Tampa can hang with just about anybody, and they have Tom Brady. Right now, according to the FPI, the Football Index stuff that they do, the Bills have a 17.6% chance of winning the Super Bowl, Tampa a 17.1% chance, and the Rams a 15.1% chance. So those are the three topics, despite what we saw last night. And I would look at last night and say that's an aberration. We're going to know better. Obviously, Monday Night Football is a week from tonight. They're at San Francisco. They've lost 4 straight games to the 49ers. So it's going to be a big test, Monday Night Football, next Monday. And then they get a bye, and then after that, they are at Green Bay, which will be a real gut check for the Rams.
Let me address the top-heavy thing for a second. Most championship teams are top-heavy.
Yes.
You look at, like in the NBA, the last two champs, Milwaukee and the Lakers, super top-heavy. Tampa Bay in football, super top-heavy. The Braves would be an example of a team that's not top-heavy. They're, like, pretty balanced.
They were very balanced, yeah.
But the Dodgers, who've been dominating baseball for a while, are pretty top-heavy.
I would argue they aren't top-heavy, John. I think there's talent top to bottom with the Dodgers. Greg, wouldn't you say there's talent top to bottom? I don't think the Dodgers are top-heavy.
Well, if there's talent top to bottom, why couldn't they sustain 3 injuries and keep going?
I mean, they try to bring up guys like Andre Jackson and things,
right.
But they are a deep team.
But we said injury is the wild card in all this stuff. Injury is the wild card.
Once they lost key guys, they went down, which would be any team that's top-heavy is capable of doing that. Like, the reason the Lakers were eliminated last year is because AD got hurt.
And Tampa was deep last year, Ireland.
No, no, no.
Tampa was top heavy.
Tampa was the definition of top heavy.
They collected stars.
No, but Brady had two or three running backs. He had about five receivers he could throw to. He had two tight ends, and their defense was tough. And they had guys coming up, backing up an old Ndamukong Suh and stuff. So they had a deep team.
Yeah, but if you look at their money, like five or six guys got most of it. The definition of top heavy is look at the money.
Oh, you're talking about money, not talent.
Well, right, talent earns money. So if you got most of your money going to four or five players, you could be described as top heavy.
Well, not talking about financially. I'm talking about talent. You can still
But talent. There's a correlation between talent and money. Michael.
I understand
the more
that.
Talented you are, but the Michael, more money you
once
make.
we got past five Tampa Bay guys, you couldn't name any other ones.
Well, I mean, I watched them play, and they had a bunch of guys in the secondary.
Heavy.
But they had a bunch of rookies in the secondary who were really good.
Like who?
I don't know their names, but I watched
right.
them.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, what's the point? But, I'm talking about the talent. No, I'm talking about money how much they make.
You're making the right point, which is they've got a bunch of rookies in the secondary, or they've got a bunch of inexperienced guys somewhere because they've got a lot of experience in important spots.
Yeah,
right?
But those guys
that's
could play.
That's what's going on with the Rams. So with the Rams, you've got, obviously, now Von Miller, but you've got Leonard Floyd, who's great. You've got Aaron Donald, who's great. You've got Jalen Ramsey, who's great. And you got secondary questions like Robert Rochelle and David Long Jr. and guys like that. That's why the Rams are thinner in the secondary, because they've devoted so much of their cap to those guys on the defensive line.
Every once in a while, you can get a team that's not top-heavy. Like, a good example of this would be the first time, or I guess it would be the only time, that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. They had Russell Wilson on a rookie deal. And so they were able to basically take the money and spread it out evenly among the rest of the roster. So they were really deep and really balanced. Once Russ got his money, once he got his contract, they haven't been back to the Super Bowl yet. And last year, they were able to – Tampa Bay paid Brady, but not probably as much as you would have had to pay him, you know, 10 years ago. And so he was able to take him there. But top-heavy, my point is –
You can win top-heavy.
Right. Top-heavy isn't a bad thing.
No.
Yeah, and New England is the definition of not top-heavy all those years. Tom Brady took less money.
Yeah, so are the Lakers. The Lakers are like the ultimate definition of top-heavy.
Yeah, but the Lakers still have talent, though, on the roster, even though they're paying three guys all the money.
Right.
So you guys, top-heavy is different from mine because are you typically Ireland, Mr. Elitist, Mr. 1%, just thinking about money. I'm talking about talent.
Yeah, but you can't back it up.
You can't find a correlation. Michael, there's a correlation between money and talent. The talented guys get the money.
And, Michael, you could say anybody that makes it to the NFL has talent.
Right.
I'm just talking about when I asked you to name anybody past the top five guys on Tampa, you couldn't do it.
Well, I watched the Baltimore Ravens. I can't tell you it's eight guys on a team because I'm watching Lamar.
Probably an unfair question.
Yeah. But
Michael doesn't have the depth chart in front of him.
Exactly. Right. But at the same time, every team has, if you make an NFL roster, you have talent. The question is, are you balanced? Mm. And most teams aren't. Most championship teams are top heavy.
All right, coming up next for you, we'll talk about the Lakers' terrible Saturday night for Russell Westbrook, LeBron James out for tonight against Charlotte, Anthony Davis now probable for Charlotte tonight. Where is this team right now at 5-5? John Ireland says they will finish 10-10 for the first 20 games of the season. Is it really that bad? We'll get into that coming up for you. Plus, I meant to do this earlier. The disgusting thing that Jorge eats that I want to convince him not to. That is coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sounds weird, but I think that actually makes sense. Their top is so heavy, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and top-heavy's not bad, I'm telling you.
No, not a bad thing.
Most championship teams are top-heavy.
A couple things I wanted to pass along. Finalists, according to Jorge Castillo of the LA Times, finalists for the Cy Young Award are Zach Wheeler of the Phillies, Corbin Burns of the Brewers, and Max Scherzer. Those are the three finalists for the Cy Young Award.
Not Orioles? And that's nonsense.
No Urias, and no Walker Buehler. The other thing is Adam Schefter is reporting Odell Beckham Jr. is going to go through waivers. Teams need $7.25 million in cap space to claim him. Here are the teams in order that have room to claim Odell Beckham Jr. And tell me which one feels like a contender to you. Jaguars.
Nope.
Eagles.
Nope.
Broncos.
Nope.
Seahawks.
Nope.
Panthers.
Seahawks nope. Get Russ back.
Nah.
This week. They get him back this week.
I wouldn't
week.
Rule them out.
He said he Seattle, wanted to go to Seattle.
Seattle, I think, is the spot.
What about my Ravens? They going to get him?
No, they're not even on the list. They don't have $7.25 million in cap space.
It cut somebody.
Panthers, Chargers, Steelers, Washington football team, woofed, and the Bengals. Those are the teams with the space.
And Ben Roethlisberger's on his way out, so the team with a really good quarterback on that list is Seattle.
No,
Seattle,
no.
What's weird and then the Chargers.
Cincinnati.
They've got Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, so it's not like they're hurting for receivers.
Right, and I'll tell you, he's going to want touches. I mean, if you have Odell Beckham Jr., he wants the ball. He wants targets. That's what's going to make him happy. So you're right, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, he may not get enough targets to make him happy there. He's a tricky guy to deal with. You've got to really give him some focus and some shine if you're going to have him on the roster, or he's potentially going to cause you problems. Speaking of problems, Saturday night in Portland, Lakers lose. They're 5-5. Russell Westbrook airballs, 1-10 from the field, missing layups, 8 turnovers. AD didn't
6
play.
Turnovers. Hey, don't give him more than he actually had.
Sorry.
He's got
he
enough
does,
on his
of
own.
Any NBA player, he's got the most turnovers.
Well, yeah, he's got the ball the most, too.
Yeah, so the Lakers looked awful in that game. Granted, they didn't have Anthony Davis. And now Bill Arum has a report that maybe LeBron James a week is overly optimistic. He talked to Tim DeFrancesco, who's a former strength and conditioning coach for the Lakers, and they talked about an abdominal strain and how long that can take to heal. Now, granted, they don't know how severe it is, but it can keep you out for a while. And how do the Lakers fare without LeBron James?
Michael, have you ever had an abdominal strain?
No, but I've had severe stomach cramps. I got to feel like it's pretty similar to that, where you just can't do anything, boy, because until those cramps go away.
I think that, and I know Tim, so does Michael. He's a really good guy. I think the point he's making that abdominal strains can keep you out for a month, but we don't know the degree of this one. He hasn't seen LeBron.
It's speculation, and he acknowledges
LeBron's
it's speculation.
LeBron's superhuman
yeah.
anyway, so I wouldn't automatically assume that he's going to be out for a month. But this was the one thing we knew going in, that if one of the big three got injured, and now two of the three have suffered injuries early, LeBron and AD, that it could set the Lakers back. So that's the challenge. They've got to But Michael, I think they need to figure out their defense. I mean, we can talk about LeBron and AD and Russ struggling offensively, but if they're going to win the title, don't they have to get way better defensively?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that just comes with practice and repetition and drilling, defensive drills, so, and getting the right mindset to want to play and defend. So, yeah, they could fix that if they really wanted
but
to.
But they've got some guys who just don't defend.
Well, you
I mean,
do it
Rondo's dropped out of the rotation. He's a bad defender.
I was just going to say, Mace, when you said that, guys who won't or don't defend, you can't play for Frank Vogel if you don't defend, so those guys will be weeded out.
But, I mean, Carmelo? Malik Monk?
Yeah, Carmelo they need.
Not good defenders.
Carmelo's actually had 4
trying.
Steals in a game. So Carmelo you can put up with because he gives you 3-point shooting. Talen Horton-Tucker goes back to practice tomorrow.
They're not winning because they're not making shots, Mason. This day and age, you got to make shots.
Okay, here's a number for you. Tell me what's going on here because this makes no sense. They are 29th in allowing points in the paint.
You mean like the 29th worst team, not best?
29th worst yeah. team in terms of
yeah,
allowing
only one,
points.
Only
in
one
the
team is worse than
only
they
only one team is worse. Yeah. Now, with a team with Anthony Davis, mm-hmm. how is that possible?
And Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan when they're out there, shot blockers.
Right. What's happening is they're getting beat off the dribble outside.
And in transition defense, transition offense, they're not getting back quick enough. And
they're also 21st in allowing second chance points.
Yeah, that's not blocking out, boy. Tonight they better get back on defense with LaMelo Ball running that break, because if you're just jogging back and not paying attention, LaMelo will throw you open.
Well, and Miles Bridges, this guy that's playing for Charlotte tonight, is the only guy in the NBA. He's their leading scorer. Bridges averages 23 points a game. He's the only guy in the NBA with a double-digit scoring increase from a year ago. Mm-hmm. In other words, last year he averaged like 11 a game. Now he's averaging 23. And so they got to somebody's got to put the clamps on him, Mike.
Yeah, Michael Jordan didn't want to pay him. Can you see what he offered him?
Well, I love stories like this. Bridges said no.
Yeah.
And then what was the offer?
It's amazing to think about. I know people out there listening to us right now and just shaking their head and they're driving in their cars. And when we throw these kind of money, this kind of money out, Mason.
Yeah, some guy in Downey, some guy in Pomona, some guy in San Bernardino.
They offered him 60 for four, 15 a year. And so Miles said, are you kidding me? I ain't signing that kind of piddly little contract.
And Michael, by betting on himself, if he keeps going with he's going, he might get $100 million.
Oh, he'll get 125 for five or something like that.
Michael, how much is enough money?
Yeah,
I always wonder. How much is enough?
You're right. That's a great question, Mace, because $60 million.
I mean, Clay, does he ever need another dime?
No, he's set for – his grandchildren are set for life. It's generational money. But you're right, Mace. That is a great question. When you're this age, as young as Miles Bridges, he's 22 or something like that, 23 or something, so young. You figure I can make 60 over the next 4 years, and then if I take care of myself, I'm 27. I can get another 100 and something. You do have to weigh all that in when they throw these numbers at you. Negotiations. Should I take that? Like a DeAndre Ayton could have signed a 3-year deal for probably $70 million, but he said no. I need 4 years and 125 or five for 150. So it's crazy money to think about. You turn like what? Look what happened to Dennis Schroeder. You know, he had $84 million in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, Schroeder bet on himself and lost.
You just never know.
Hey, Michael, have you seen this rumor on the internet today that apparently there was a conversation that would involve a trade between the Sixers and Celtics, Ben Simmons for Jaylen Brown?
What are both teams waiting for? I don't understand it.
What team wins that trade?
That's a great question. Philly. I like both players.
Philly wins the trade.
I do too, Mace.
I'm not a Ben Simmons guy. I think Philly wins that trade.
But the thing is, Philly got no playmaker. Who's going to be their playmaker without Ben Simmons? They got none.
Wait a minute. They're leading the East without Ben Simmons right now.
And Tyrese Maxey's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not. I'm not saying he's a bum, no. But I think Boston wins that trade, man.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's 8-2. They've got the best record in the East.
So you guys
without Ben Simmons.
You guys have forgot about Ben, how much things he does on the floor. Okay, he's not the shooter, but he does so many other things for you. Great defender, can rebound, can pass like LaMelo Ball.
I think the team that gets Jaylen Brown wins that trade.
Absolutely.
But, Mace, I will say this. If you're Boston, I think you have to accept the reality that Brown and Jason Tatum have the exact same skill set.
Right.
Yes.
And playing them together is probably not going to get you a title.
Yeah, it's redundant.
So doesn't that mean Boston wins the trade?
Maybe.
Man, Ben, you guys forget how good Ben Simmons is because he had a bad playoff against the Hawks.
Well, bad playoff, and then now it's a bad look at the way he's handled himself.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in Philly. That's a bad look for Philly for not trading him, too.
All right. Michael, have you heard John Ireland lie today?
Yes, I have. I think I've got two.
You've got two.
Yeah.
Don't say what they are.
No, I won't say what they are. I've written
John's
them down.
Lies are very subtle, and
they
often don't pick them up because I'm thinking about other stuff to say.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm constantly thinking of stuff to say, so I can't pay attention to all John Ireland, what he says.
But hopefully someone at home did because
they
can win $1 million.
Because right now, 877-710-ESPN, it is Million Dollar Monday. 877-710-ESPN. If you can pick out John Ireland's lie, you win a pair of Rams tickets. I think it's Rams-Jaguars in a couple of weeks. You win a Vote for Jorge t-shirt as he continues his campaign for Producer of the Year at 710 ESPN.
I didn't vote for him.
And you get a crack.
That's right. What's wrong? We'll get into that.
Plus, you get a crack at $1 million if you pick the two Super Bowl teams in the final score. 877-710-ESPN. Be a winner on Million Dollar Monday. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Looking stupid is my job, and I'm not grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Lie of the Day, and it's Million Dollar Monday. This is big. Million Dollar Monday. Right now, if you can identify John Ireland's lie today, you win a pair of tickets for Rams-Jaguars in a couple of weeks. You win a Vote for Jorge t-shirt as he continues his campaign to be Producer of the Year.
See.
And you get a crack at $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams in the final score. Ireland, I do not know your lie. Does anybody think they know it?
Michael does.
I think I know it.
Jorge, you think you know it?
I don't have anything. No.
Bergman?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Pick a number from 1 to 10, Michael.
Let's go with Taylor Horton Tucker's number 5.
Number 5 is John in Norwalk. John, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Hey, John.
Excellent.
All right, John, good luck. I hope you get it. What was my lie today?
I'm going to go with seeing Khloe Kardashian at the White House, talking to Barack Obama.
John, that's an excellent guess. Unfortunately, that 100% happened.
Oh, sorry, John. Sorry, John. All right, Michael, pick another number, 1 to 10.
Let's see. Let's go with number 8.
Number 8. Let's go to Eric in Anaheim. Eric, you're on 710 on Million Dollar Monday. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, okay, so my guess is when John was talking about the memorabilia in his son's room that he got in an auction.
I'm sorry, Eric, that it's 100% true, but a good guess as well.
See, I would have guessed that too.
Nope.
Because you're not a memorabilia guy. Okay, Michael, yep. 1 to 10.
Kent Bazemore's number 9.
Number 9. Let's go to Sean in Irvine. Sean, you're on 710 on Million Dollar Monday. What's up?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hi, Sean.
Yeah, I just called in, getting off work. I didn't hear all the lies. I was going to say the memorabilia one, but
okay.
I was taken already.
That's all right.
All right. So you're out.
Sean.
All right, see you.
Sean, if you've heard the lie, or if you've heard your lie given, your guess, hang up.
All right, well, let's add a couple of elements here.
Okay.
If you call, like, that guy, Sean, he didn't have a guess.
Yeah.
You can let Michael guess for you.
Really? Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Yeah, I haven't talked to Michael. He doesn't know for sure what if he's right or if he's wrong. Uh-huh. That way, you know, and we'll see. And then, do you want me to give a hint, Mace?
Yeah, give a hint.
Is it too early?
Okay. No, give a hint.
My lie is football related.
Football related. Okay.
Michael, does that still keep you in the running?
No.
Okay.
I remember something football you said about football.
Related.
Okay. Let's try line number 3, Mike in Orange. Mike, you're on 710 on Million Dollar Monday. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mike, what's your guess?
I think the lie was that you were thinking about giving away your tickets for the next
Ram game, yeah.
Home Ram game.
No, I still am, Mike. So I'm sorry, that's not the lie.
Damn.
All right.
I knew this was tough because I couldn't figure it out.
Well, it's Million Dollar Monday. It should be tough. All right, here it is. I claimed to have gone somewhere where I have never gone.
Oh, I know what it is now.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go to Jose in San Fernando. Jose, you're on 710. What's up, man? You're on Million Dollar Monday.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jose.
No, I do not. I do not have. You know what? Can I have Michael guess for me? No,
sure.
I don't know. Let me think. Football related. Someplace you said you were going?
Somewhere I said I've been where I have actually never been.
Oh, you say you've been to SoFi Stadium?
No, I have been there, Michael. I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Oh, that's not. Michael has lost now. Everybody's losing this game. Let's try Sean and Camarillo. Sean, you're on 710. I know what it is now. You're on Million Dollar Monday. 1, 2, and 10. Let's go to Alex and Pico Rivera. Alex, you're on 710.
Yeah, is it where he said he went to Dallas?
Yes, Alex.
There you go.
I have never set foot in Jerry World.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike Mason.
Yeah.
I claimed I had gone there for a UCLA-Texas game, and I talked about how grandiose everything is. How would I know? I've never been, Mason.
There you go. All right, so Alex, right, and Pico Rivera. What's your last name, Alex?
It's Ronquillo, man, but I could spell it for you.
Go for it. Spell it.
R-O-N. Q-U-I-L-L-O.
Okay, right. Alex Ronquillo.
Ronquillo.
From Pico Rivera.
So you've already got the Rams tickets, and you've already got the Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Now you get a crack at $1 million.
See.
What two teams are playing in the Super Bowl?
I say Rams-Titans, but unfortunately I think Titans will win that one 17-10.
Okay.
Titans over the
a
Rams.
Rematch of the game you were at last night, Mace.
Interesting guess. All right, Alex, we wish you good luck. Alex Ronquillo, thanks a lot for playing, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, there's Alex. I was a tough lie.
Yeah, I thought your lies was that your boss berating you. I thought that was one of them.
Yeah, nope.
And I thought the other one had to be you choosing Leon over Susie.
No, Leon is one of the great characters in sitcom
but
history.
Susie's better.
Yeah, man, come on.
I love them both. I think that would brutalize. I'd get rid of Jeff before I'd get rid of either one of them.
Susie and all those goofy hats.
Hey, Michael, yeah. You'd keep Jeff over Leon?
Yes, because who's Susie going to yell at? She yells at Larry.
She yells
and Jeff.
At what are you talking about? She yells at everybody.
Yeah. Like, she basically, don't you want to see her call
you know,
Jeff?
Mason had her, that her actor, her real name is Susie Essman.
Susie Essman, yeah, she was
and
on
Mason
my podcast.
Mason had her on the podcast, Mason. I can't remember if it was your podcast or a different one I heard. But when she auditioned for the show, they said, "All right, we want you to really let Jeff have it," and she did. Larry said, "Look, I've worked with you before, and you're not giving it to me." She goes, "Well, I can't call him like fat or ugly."
Yeah,
or anything.
This was my show. Yeah,
he said, "Yes, you can, and I want you to like do it on steroids." And she goes, "I'll do it, but man. I'm not going to be very nice." And he goes, "That's what I'm looking for." And when he gave her the green light to start calling him a fat F word and yelling at him and yelling at Larry and say, "You bald MF-er." Yep.
Remember when they lost the doll's head and she was yelling
at him? Oh, the doll's head. They gave it a haircut.
Yeah, you fat bleeping bleep. You kicked that doll.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah. So I wanted to get to Jorge real quick. Jorge,
wait a minute. Wait, but we'll do Jorge, and then I wanted to know why Michael is not voting for Jorge.
It's obvious.
Okay, Jorge, go ahead.
Jorge loves the McRib sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
At McDonald's. And I have pled with him to not eat this sandwich.
Well, this is after the fact that you figured out how they made it.
It is
you
disgusting.
Stopped eating it.
It is
you used to love the sandwich.
It is a restructured pork patty formed into a small rack of ribs-like shape. Now, are you really going to continue to eat that, knowing that it's this crazy restructured pork patty?
Isn't it the same meat, though?
Yes.
Yeah, you just sort
meat.
Of formed it into
but
a...
But ground up and put into a mold and then slathered
it's
in barbecue.
It's like a hamburger. It's like a hamburger.
Right.
It's just,
or like so eating, disgusting.
It's like eating brisket.
Jorge?
Yeah?
Do you realize you're being talked down to by a man whose primary diet is Popeye's chicken sandwiches and donuts.
Oh, right.
But
anything Mason says to you about disgusting food pales in comparison to what he'll have for dinner tonight.
John, restructured pork patty.
Goes in one ear, out the other.
Yeah,
man.
Good. Now, Michael, why are you not supporting Jorge's candidacy for producer of the year?
Jorge's all right, but he's kind of soft and can be pushed around by you guys.
Now,
Latina Laura, y'all wouldn't even try that with her. And I love a strong, confident woman like Laura. I admire toughness and spunk, and Laura does her job with spunk. Laura is the Kobe of board ops. Jorge is more like the Derek Fisher.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that. Fish is a great Laker.
Jorge, I still think you win it.
Jorge, you're a Hall of Famer in my book, Jorge.
Thank you, Mace. Thank you.
Yeah, but there are different levels of Hall of Famers. Laura's a little above
this him. Is going to be a battle between Jorge and Laura.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And we'll find out. We're doing an award show right before the Super Bowl, and we're going to announce Producer of the Year, and we're going to give people a chance to vote.
By the way, we're
vote
not even
for Jorge.
We're not even putting Bergman in it.
No. Bergman has already endorsed Jorge, right?
Fully endorsing Jorge.
All right, coming up, Michael,
are you
ready?
Why are you guys misogynistic?
What do you mean misogynistic?
Against Laura.
We're not
because Jorge
Laura,
works on
Jorge.
Our show.
So?
We're supporting one of our own.
He's our associate producer. We're supporting our own guy.
That'd be like you voting for Jokic over LeBron. Support your own.
All right,
now, Michael, you want to play Game of Games next
of course.
A contestant? Now, wait, Mike, what day do you want to do Game of Games this week? Wednesday, Friday, or both?
I'll do Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
So,
okay.
So, Bergman, that means you got Thursday.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So, the score right now, very balanced. Mason won, Ireland won, Bergman won, Jorge won, and Kiki won.
That's
one.
Right. Kiki's on the lot
of Michael, a lot of pressure on you to keep it at 1-1-1-1-1.
Yep. I'll come up with something.
That's right. It's Game of Games time. It's very close. It's very early in the month of November. And so it is me, it is MT, it is Bergman, and it is Jorge to play Game of Games. And it is Ireland's game today. Ireland, what's the game?
All right. I have a game of generic sports trivia.
Okay.
But here's the twist. These are somewhat easy questions. So the trick is who can buzz in first.
Okay.
Your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
Here we go. This is one of two actors who received an Oscar nomination in every decade from 1960 through the year 2000.
Mason.
Mace.
Dustin Hoffman and Al Pacino.
Incorrect. I'll read it again. This is one of the two actors who received an Oscar nomination in every decade from 1960 through the year 2000. Throughout those years, he could be seen
Michael.
As a super... Michael.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson is
correct.
That's
what I was
seen
Michael's
on the board.
As a super fan at Laker games. Okay. Question two.
Mike, are you texting there, or are you looking that up on your phone?
No, you're looking stuff up, Michael?
Yeah. I'm writing down my answers.
You Googling?
Here we go. This is one of three NFL teams that at one time or another has called Los Angeles home.
Michael Mason.
Michael.
NFL teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Chargers, Los Angeles Rams, well, Los Angeles Raiders.
You have to pick one.
You said pick the
this
one
is
of
one
the three.
Of the three NFL teams that have called Los Angeles home. Pick one.
Just
Raiders.
Guess. Raiders.
Incorrect. You're out. All right. The team actually started in L.A., moved, and is
Mason.
Now back in a Mace.
That's the Rams.
Incorrect.
What?
Well, then they,
the Rams started in L.A. and went away and came back?
The Rams started in Cleveland.
It's the Chargers. Get with the Greg.
The Chargers,
Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The Rams, they didn't start in L.A.
They did not start in L.A.
Oh, God.
You guys need to pay attention.
Michael
so nitpicky.
He has only played for one team in his eight-year career. He's been to the Pro Bowl eight times and has won three defensive players.
Greg.
Michael.
Donald.
What's your answer?
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald is correct, and Michael takes the lead.
Oh, I see. So we're leaning on local things. Okay, got it.
Maybe. All right. As far as I know, this is the only professional sports team that got their team name from a movie. They play
Mason.
On Mace.
The Anamighty Ducks.
Correct, and Mason is on the board.
Not the Angels? Not like the, you know?
Okay. Nope.
Angels in the outfield?
Angels in the outfield? No. Yeah.
No, the movie came after the...
No, there was the original one.
All right, here we go. As a player, this guy played for the Indians, Dodgers, Red Sox...
Mason.
Mace.
Manny Ramirez.
Incorrect.
Oh, God.
Padres... and Giants. He now manages in the National League West for the Dodgers.
Greg.
Michael.
Oh.
Dave Roberts is right. 3-1.
How do you not get that, Greg?
I didn't know he played for the Indians.
All right, here we go. Started with the Indians, by the way, Bergman.
I didn't know that.
This player is the all-time leader in win shares, games played.
Michael. Mike Trout.
Incorrect.
Win shares.
This player is the all-time leader in win shares, games played, steals, three-pointers, free throws.
Greg.
And Greg.
Oh, shoot. I didn't hear the rest of it. LeBron.
Incorrect. This player is the all-time leader in win shares, games played, steals, three-pointers, free throws, and points for the Lakers.
Mace. Okay.
Mace.
That is Magic Johnson.
Incorrect. Jorge.
Russell Westbrook.
It's Kareem.
It's Kobe.
Kobe.
Come on, Kobe.
Jeez.
Wait a minute. I thought you said leading scorer for the Lakers.
Yes. Kobe's the all-time leading scorer for the Lakers.
Yes.
Kareem played for the Bucks.
Kareem scored in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Michael leads 3-1-1. Jorge's scoreless so far. Who just guessed Russell Westbrook is the all-time leading scorer.
I'm making my T-shirt,
for
man.
The Lakers.
I'm making my
vote
T-shirts.
For Jorge.
All right. This world-famous athlete goes by his nickname. His real first name is Eldrick.
Mason.
Mace.
That's Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is correct, and Mason has two. Michael, 3. Mason, 2. Oh. Greg, 1.
Where's Jorge?
Vote for Jorge.
Making my T-shirts. Vote for Jorge.
Laura would get one.
With sure. 2 to go. All right, here we go.
Aaron Hank, she said.
In horse racing, the Triple Crown is awarded to any horse who wins 3 races.
Michael. The Belmont, Kentucky, and Preakness.
Michael wins the game. Very good.
Wait a minute. He said all 3. What was the question going to be?
What are they?
Yeah.
Oh! I thought you were going to pinpoint one.
All right. We'll do the last one for fun, and we'll do the tiebreaker. A major U.S. sporting event is held every year on Memorial Day weekend. It Mason. Involves wheels, Mace.
The Indy 500.
Yeah. So Mason would have got that, but then yep. Mike would have got it. And then here's the tiebreaker. If you add up the career hits of Albert Pujols of the Dodgers and Mike Trout of the Angels, how many total hits do you get? One hint, Pujols alone has over 3,000. Jorge?
You mean like closest to the number?
Yeah.
3,000, I would say 5,800.
5,800? Okay, Greg.
4,360.
Wow.
Mike?
Google.
No, Google, what?
Michael?
I would go, let's see, I'd say 4,920.
Mace?
58,001.
58,000. 58,000. A lot of hits, dude.
5,801.
The winner, without going, well, the closest is Michael. Mm-hmm. The actual answer is 4,720.
Oh.
Bergman was under, but Michael, you were the convincing winner. And by the way, Mace, I think that means, what is it, six different people have one win in the month of November?
Yeah, Mike Trout only has like 1,000 hits.
Kiki, Michael, Jorge, Bergman, Ireland, and Mason.
That's never happened
one
before.
Each.
As tight as it can be.
Yeah. I want to ask the question that I often ask at this time of day. Jorge, what's the out time?
1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay, we got 1 minute. Thank you. Thank you.
Michael, what happens tonight?
Oh, the Lakers, this will be a close game tonight without LeBron. But I think Russell Westbrook will get in the 20s efficiently because he'll be going against LaMelo. But the Lakers win by 7 tonight.
Lakers cover tonight. I've got $10,000 mythical dollars on it. They beat LaMelo, and LeVar's going to be there, the showman. He'll be in the building, I would assume, right?
Oh, wait till you see people lined up to take their picture with LeVar. It goes around the block every time he comes to a game.
All right, that's it for us. We're back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. Coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.